This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. And now a feature in the Day to Day series, My Fellow Americans, sketches of characters we encounter. High taxes and soaring home costs may have you looking for new places to call home, but some people stay rooted for decades. For instance,
as soon as it gets ugly and starts to die back, you'll throw it away. Don't do that.
That advice can apply to everything from home ownership to houseplants. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spent some time visiting with the person some people think of as the last white woman in South Los Angeles, formerly known as South Central. Karen?
Alex, Dorothy Copeland, or Miss Dorothy, which is what just about everybody calls her, is 96 years old, and she still lives not far from a stretch of Normandy Avenue that became famous when Reginald Denny was pulled from his truck during the 1992 riots here. Miss Dorothy said that night she and her neighbors were doing the same thing as the rest of the country.
All of this neighborhood were staying home, latched down tight, making sure their teenage kids were in off the street and watching the horror on television. This neighborhood was not involved in any way.
After watching TV, friends who'd fled to the suburbs years before called her and insisted that they be allowed to rescue her. Miss Dorothy wasn't having it.
I said, now wait a minute, I'm in the middle of this thing, and my neighbors are watching. And if anything should happen, start to happen toward this house, they'd be right over here, armed with their kids' baseball bats and their golf clubs. That's the kind of weapons my neighbors have.
Almost a dozen years later, she's still here. A neighbor likes to say Miss Dorothy is the last white woman in South Central. Miss Dorothy says, so what? Her street's rapid metamorphosis from white to black didn't rattle her. It's as much a factor of real estate, she says, as race.
Neighborhoods where the housing is growing old change. Not necessarily the ethnicity, but the neighbors move out. As far as the kind of neighborhood, it didn't change.
The people living in the houses around her may look different from the homeowners who left, but Miss Dorothy says her neighborhood remains solid. Though Miss Dorothy pooh-poohs the idea of making a big deal about race, she's been stubbornly insistent about racial justice before it was socially acceptable.
The Los Angeles Garden Club, when I first moved here, had bylaws, and it stated in their bylaws, members of the Caucasian race, and I refused to have anything to do with them.
So she joined three garden clubs when she and her late husband came to Los Angeles in 1953. Walking back to her garden, she ticks them off.
So I headed out for Barstow, belonged to a garden club in Barstow, belonged to a garden club in Boron, belonged to a garden club in Lancaster.
These are all places that are a good clip away from Los Angeles. We're talking about a good hour now. I don't know what it was like before there were freeways.
Oh, yes, it was a long way, but I had friends who lived there, and they were interested in conservation. They were trying to help save the desert. The conservation side was why I got into the garden clubs. Among these people, I could find the people who would try to heal the bay and not throw diapers under the cactus.
Miss Dorothy's an avid recycler. A back table is a sorting station for terracotta pots that will be reused and dormant plants that will eventually bloom again. She points to what looks like a pot full of dead leaves and cautions against making assumptions.
As soon as it blooms and out and gets ugly and starts to die back, you'll throw it away. Don't do that. It puts out pups at the bottom. Just feel around in the soil, and if you feel any little lumps, that's where the pups are coming up. So just put it where it isn't annoying you while it's still ugly, and then you'll have enough to divide and give to everybody.
She still loves working in her garden. Miss Dorothy is quite content to remain where she is. Her contemporaries are gone, but she has many friends of all ages.
Oh, yes, very proudly I do. I'm very, very grateful that I enjoy that I still can communicate.
And she still lives based on a decision she made decades ago.
We make choices all the way along, and I have chosen to enjoy.
Talk about aging gracefully, huh?
Yeah, the beauty of wisdom. Tell me again, how old is she?
Miss Dorothy will be 97 on October 8th, Alex.
Thank you, Karen. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.